Milovao nam Draga bracia i sisters,
the followers of Our Lady.
Jesus continues
on the hillside.
The birthing treasure,
riches,
greed,
Jesus puts the treasure in front of us.
Poverty
in the spirit,
security
of the world,
goodness,
with understanding, fulfilling commandments, love towards our enemy, forgiveness of injustice, true intention of good deeds.
Destroy
that riches is selfishness. That is when we have no approach to heaven. Man has external and internal eyes. Those eyes can be healthy, sound, or bad or sick. If external eyes are sick, man cannot really differ or distinguish the subjects in front of him. But if he is blind from inside, he doesn't distinguish or good from bad. He doesn't discern what is good that will take him to God and from what is bad that will distance him from God. That is why this talk teaches us about how to keep the eyes healthy and sound, and what we have to do if we notice that our eyes of our heart are bad, sick. That is the message of today's Word of God. That is a teaching for our life as well. One more question that we can find here from this Word of God is the question for man of today. Does our heart constantly yearn for more and more? Does our heart yearn more and more for money, for material goods? In short, are we greedy? Are we imagine that our behavior can be characterized as greedy? Many of us will find it hard to admit that they exaggerated, wanting always to have more than they have. Jesus in the Gospel says, stay away from every greed. Why? Greed is considered to be bad. Is greed truly the source from which come all other sins? Is greed by itself destroying virtues of man's life and his good? In the spiritual tradition of mankind, we have many texts who warn about the danger of greed. And the truth is, less and less in life of man is being spoken about that or thought about that. But let's just mention examples that hatred, greed, and illusion call three poisons and the main obstacles of the for the righteous life. One of the philosophers said that for conquering or getting power, you need three things: greed, enviousness, and hatred. Exactly like that. In Christian tradition, greed is also seen as a matrix and the root of all other sins. St. Paul tells to the early church and says, the root of all evil is greed. Rest, drink, and eat, enjoy. That is how rich man says to himself. Consequences of such way of life and thinking is not only this world imposed hedonism, but opposing between the one who is yearning for his riches on earth and the one who is becoming rich in God. Jesus simply says to us, do not store up yourselves treasures on earth where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. My dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims, many social analysts in the diagnosis of today's society see greed as the greatest evil that jeopardizes the future of mankind. Fruits of greed are sick ambitions. Just exaggerating and buying and spending, not being capable to share.
Podčinjavanje drugih našim nagonima i željama.
Just doing everything, making everybody else do what we want. Then fornication, then
neumjerenost.
When we eat too much, when we drink too much, greedy mind is never in peace. This greed for power, popularity. And we could go on like this, on and on. Greed is the basis of the most of our addictions and our negative ambitions, emotions. Greed is the essence of the attitude of life, whose essential notion is I, me and myself, what belong to me. Evil, greedy people are like the pit without bottom. The more they have, the more they want, but still, never in their life they are content. My dear brothers and sisters, the basis of greed is great uncertainty, but no conviction about what is the source of our safety. People are looking for safety in external things. The only true and eternal security is in God, as Psalmist says, only in God is my peace of my soul, only Him is my salvation. What is it? Opposite from greed, to be generosity, giving, granting, care for others. Tensions of greed causes is being healed with the attitude that Jesus explains when He talks about heavenly birds and about lilies in the fields. That inner attitude is necessary for the one who is yearning for the higher spiritual ends. His talk on the hillside, Jesus clearly says, first look for the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be added to. Jesus clearly says what greed means, so that man sees the sense of his life in what he owns. When people become victims of such delusion that the life, the sense of life is in possession, that is when relationships are destroyed in the family, among friends, in society, etc. The dangers are close to all of us who take more about insurance of our own life and material possessions than about measure of our own heart that Jesus today speaks to us about in the Gospel. Dear brothers and sisters, today's Pope Francis emphasizes to us love, generosity, serving, patience, goodness, politeness. Those are treasures. That is what is opposite from greed. Those are beautiful treasures. And may the Lord, right in this encounter meeting, changes our hearts so that we could look for the true treasure and in such a way become people of the light and not people of darkness. The first thing that we have to do is to ask ourselves, what is my treasure? What cannot be riches? Greed is actually a more and more. It is a risky treasure, as we have heard that the case that is being destroyed, that is a treasure that we have to leave. We can never bring it with us. We've never seen a funeral, a truck with the stuff that belonged to that man who died. bring with us at the end of our life. You can't carry only what you gave. What you invested your life in, what you saved, you cannot bring. Thieves can steal it. That you gained, destroy. That's been taken by those, by descendants, and because of which they very often all fight. Treasure that we can carry with us is a treasure that during our life we gave and we spent for others.
That would be our jedino che tiene polare di raggiunta il fuori notte. Isus viene in asso e a luce di un'altra
notte.
Isus dice che io non mi porto a venire con la grana, la mia c'è ossia di un'altra notte,
so che è stata la
parola
di
una guarda con la pizza e con il suo rinocchio. E tutti Isus è neocalizzato.
Of serving to others, from the treasure, if we surrender to him the way blessed Virgin Mary did.
That's
how beautifully about her we'll say blessed Mother Teresa like this. I know what happened to Our Lady. Wonderful passion, Mother full of love. She was not ashamed to admit that Jesus is your son. She remained alone with him. She was not ashamed that Jesus was scourged, that he was spitted on,
that he became broken
and wanted because everybody was looking to him. He was
justo
there with his deep compassion of her heart. She was there, understanding with her people in their suffering, in their
humble,
even when the husband knows the St. John, then what am I doing?
Could
I understand all his pain?
Imam li duboko osjećanje da ih potražim, da ih pronađem, da ih podržim, da ih poželim dobrodošli
u naše radne duši,
da ih ljubim srcem
i dubokim ljubavim.
Jesam li kao
Marija
svojim sestrama u zajednici, prepoznajem li njihovu
ulogu u njihovu suffering, if I'm a priest. Priest, that priest of Mary's heart, that compassion to witness forgiveness, to bring forgiveness of God to the sinner who is suffering in front of me, so that deep compassion I may have of the heart of Mary. Mary was never ashamed of that. She revealed herself. Saying that Jesus is our Savior. At the crucifixion we see her standing.
Majka Božja svoji potopriža gospodinova. Kako je dodenu vjeru morala imati do svoje žive i
uvode za
svoga sina, da stoji tamo, gleda kako ga svi odjeću se, kako je od svih nevoljen, neželjen, jedan od najboljih, ali ona je tu bila usmjera i priznala da je svoj sino.
She
admitted
him as the one
who
belongs to her. She completely belongs. She was not afraid to admit him, to recognize him, to recognize our people who are suffering, who are rejected,
our people, our people, our
family.
Do
we know that they are suffering? Do we recognize their hunger for Jesus? This is a hunger for love. That is the reason why Our Lady, so great, because she had love, which understood you and me. That is why blessed Mother Teresa points out this. How important it is to learn from the Blessed Virgin Mary,
to have this love
that understands. We can see that so beautifully in our people. From day to day, every single day, meet, facing the suffering, they accept suffering for the good of their children.
If
Saint parents, mothers, pain, deprived, begging for many things, so many things, she's even begging, so that her child could have something.
Also,
mother, keeping, watching over her handicapped child, because their child was rejected, she had love. Understanding for the suffering of her child. Brothers and sisters, that is the treasure that Jesus in this gospel speaks about. We need that treasure to discover it in us, to recognize it, to appreciate it, love, to clarify that, so that from this treasure we can find strength and live, because that treasure the Lord stored in our hearts. Jesus spoke about that treasure even in his baptisms, 8 times. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. He puts that treasure in the hardest situation is immense. That is where Mary was very persistent. She was faithful until the end. Let us pray. May she to seize from us. May she call us to the Lord so that we could recognize that treasure and share it with each other. And only that way we will be happy, joyful, and filled and blessed. Amen.
Braćo i sestre, Isus Hristos, zajedničkom se molimo u Nebeskom Otcu, da nam bude svjetlo u svim danima
ovoga dana.
Zajedničkom